I'm Paul Wiegraf, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me in the studio is a Delaware sculptor, painter, teacher, Olga Nielsen. Olga, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
My introduction doesn't do justice to the incredible array of accomplishments you have. I was going through your list of commissioned works over the past and your exhibitions, and really a colorful and varied career. I understand you're a member of the National Sculpture Society, elected member. Is that correct?
Yes.
And also a member of the Portrait Society of America signature status. So just some great recognition of the work that you've done. Let's, let's spend a little time on your background. How did you come to be the artist that you are, both a sculptor and a painter?
I always loved art and always was painting and drawing as long as I remember from my elementary school times. But I was mostly interested in painting. And when I studied art in Moscow, it was painting and textile design, because my parents convinced me that pure art will not feed you. So I was studying I was studying textile design, illustration, painting, anatomy, and was not very interested in sculpture in that time. Also, I did sculpture because it was mandatory for 2 semesters. I did try it. I wasn't really interested then. But then I spent the summer of 1981 in Italy. And I was blown away by beautiful, beautiful sculptures in Rome. And I would spend whole days sketching in Villa Borghese, in all the wonderful museums, studying sculpture, sketching sculptures of Bernini, and loved, and decided to become a sculptor. But it took a while for me to go and study sculpture. Having a family, having a full-time job, after immigrating to United States, I was so busy just with day-to-day things that only weekends were left for some painting. I did exhibit some paintings in community centers, but only in 1905 I was able to go to Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts and study sculpture. Mm-hmm. And since then, I became a full-time artist, art teacher, and doing mostly sculpture right now, but paintings and drawings as well. And my favorite subject is portrait in figure, especially female figure, because I think portraying women, mothers, mother and child, my favorite theme. It allows me to reflect on my own experiences and just to reflect on everyday moments of their beauty and poetry. And that's what I do now. I teach at Delaware College of Art and Design. I teach portrait. In continuing education classes, I do portraits in pastel, oil, bronze, do commissioned work for schools, different businesses, did life-size 2-figure sculpture for church, and enjoyed that commission. And now I'm working on a commission for Tilton Society. James Tilton was a fascinating person. He was a friend of George Washington. He was a Delawarean, born in Delaware. He graduated in 1771 from University of Pennsylvania Medical Department. Now it's a Penn Medical School, and it was very interesting for me because my son graduated from medical school, mm-hmm. Penn mm-hmm. Medical School. James Tilton was a surgeon in the Revolutionary Army and was in charge of military hospital in Princeton. And he became a very first surgeon general of this country. He built an amazing house in Wilmington that now in that building is University Whist Club, and I'm doing that commission for the University Whist Club.
Now, how did you get on the radar screen of the University and Whist Club? How did they approach you with this commission, or how did you get that? I'm curious.
The member of University Whist Club, who is working at Aztec Printing, introduced me to the people of the Tilton Club who were looking for the Delawarean, for the sculptor mm-hmm. who would do that commission. I have to mention that the business that brings art to everybody, they do beautiful Giclée prints of works, of some of my works, and that brings art to every house very affordably. Mm-hmm. But back to commission. So I started working on it. There are a few portraits of James Tilton painted during his life and a couple of drawings. So I started working, looking at those portraits. I sculpted it in clay. Then made a drawing of the bus, how it's going to look. Got it approved by James Tilton Club, then James Tilton Society, and then I made plaster maquette of the bust, got that approved, and now the bust is at work at the Laren Bronze Foundry. It's right now in work. It's almost time to start the patina mm-hmm, on mm-hmm. it. So there is a few mm-hmm. pictures of that.
Mm-hmm. So from the start, you started with paintings of portraits of James Tilton, and then the clay model was next. Is that right?
Yes, actually, the sketch was first.
The sketch was first. So you did your own sketch, and I'm looking here for our listeners. I'm looking at a what looks like a pencil sketch
yes.
that you did from the portrait.
Yes.
Which I assume that allowed you to sort of integrate detail that you wanted to incorporate into the bronze sculpture. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then from that you did the clay, and it's interesting in a commission. It's not like you're just told to, okay, do a bust of James Tilton, and then you're off on your own and you produce it and then bring it back and say, here it is. I mean, there's a process going back and forth where you present stages of the creative process to the Tilton Society for them to approve.
Yes, right. That's how I usually work with all commissions. I would first present sketch, just general idea, how will it look?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I start, I usually email the pictures of work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like any surprises. I mm-hmm. want people to know what I'm doing and agree and approve every step. Mm-hmm. That's how mm-hmm. it's usually done. So after sketch was approved, I'm going to sculpting. After prototype is approved, mm-hmm. I'm going to, then mold will be done. Okay. Here's a mold.
So you create a mold from the plaster, is that correct?
Yes, the mold is done from a plaster, and right. after that, that's already foundry work.
Okay.
And they will cast wax.
Got it.
Wax, okay. Exactly the same. They will cast wax bust. Mm-hmm. After I have to go, the same goes for me. Every step I have to approve mm-hmm. when I'm working mm-hmm. with them. So after that approved, they're going to do ceramic shell investments. It's very labor-intensive process, the mm-hmm. making of the bronzes. Mm-hmm. So this is picture from Laren Bronze Foundry.
Okay.
They have to dip this wax bust into ceramic slurry. It almost looks like a liquid cement.
Okay.
They would
yes.
mm-hmm. 10 to 13 times. Mm-hmm. They dip it, then it goes in, then they dip it in sand. First okay. very fine, then more and more coarse. Mm-hmm. And here you could see it's almost like a small gravel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you probably heard the name of that process, lost wax.
Okay.
It's lost called lost wax because now that will go into the furnace mm-hmm. and wax will get melted away. Mm-hmm. And now they have a vessel mm-hmm. where they could pour the bronze, molten bronze. Mm-hmm. And they will have, this is a raw bronze. How is it looking after they sandblast the bust? And you could see they have to remove all of this so-called gate, you know. They will have to cut off all these ways for the bronze to go in. And this is not finished yet. They're starting working on a patina. Okay. This is
the patina is the final sheen or...
Usually it's a... For different patinas, for brown patinas, for blue ones, there's a different process.
Okay.
And it's usually acids.
Okay.
There's special formulas for different patinas. Special.
So it's a treatment to the metal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
A chemical treatment.
Chemical treatment.
Right.
And
okay.
they work with flame, mm-hmm. you know, with the gas flamethrowers mm-hmm. to... That's how it's done. After it will be finished, it will be waxed to preserve it. Mm-hmm. Then it will be attached to the black marble base. And then on the base, there will be a brass plaque with the name mm-hmm. of a recipient of award. And the thing will be finished.
It's really it's an amazing process where... I mean, there's the creation, there's the artistry to it, but there's a manufacturing component to it, there's a science component to it. I mean, it's really quite an involved process.
Very involved process. And this technique exists for centuries now. Mm-hmm. Ancient Greeks did it the same mm-hmm. way. Romans did it the same mm-hmm. way. And now it's forever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As long as it waxed and taken care of, it could be outside. Mm-hmm. It will be fine. We have bronzes from Renaissance times, mm-hmm. from Roman times, and it's forever. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm looking at all of these illustrations of the process. For our listeners, I want to continue, but let's first remind our listeners that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM. News Radio and 1410 WDOV. Our guest in the studio today is sculptor and painter Olga Nielsen. I'm looking at a whole array of diagrams of the process of creating this bust of James Tilton that you've been, Olga, you've been commissioned to do for the Tilton Preservation Society. Really fascinating. And this For our listeners, what is the size of this bust, and how does this compare to some of the other sculptures in size and scope of work that you've done?
Well, since it will be an award for the medical achievement, it's rather small. It's about 12 inches with the marble base altogether.
Okay.
And it still will be heavy because it's a bronze on a stone base, but it's manageable for one person, for the Tilton Club president to, you know, just to hand it to the doctor who will win that award. But eventually, Tilton Club told me that they're thinking about life-size portrait of James Tilton that will be in the building or in front of the building.
Okay. It's still a painting or a sculpture?
Sculpture.
Oh, okay.
Sculpture, but it still has to be decided.
Right, right. So that will be a major work. Now, what is the... from start to finish, from the time you were commissioned to do this and were presented with the original paintings of James Tilton, how long of a process does this take? Is this, and what are the most time-consuming steps in the process?
The most time-consuming, I think, both sculpting and actual making of the bronze.
Okay.
Those are pretty time-consuming. But we did actually this award amazingly fast. Mm-hmm. We had only about 2 months. I just started about 2 months ago because it was just recently decided on that award.
Now once the work goes to the foundry, what is your involvement in that? How are you involved in the, I mean, you're not physically pouring the molten bronze into the mold, I assume. I mean, someone else is doing that?
Someone else is doing it. Yes, I did try to do the casting at Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts. I did actually cast, I did all the process from a mold, then poured wax. Mm-hmm. Then dipped many times, spent so much time then dipping wax into ceramic slurry, then putting into sand. Then the whole class was participating in it, you know. Mm-hmm. Then the actual pouring, it's so amazing and so beautiful, the process of flame, you know, the bronze, the molten bronze is glowing. Mm-hmm. It's so hot, scary. But I did see how it's all.
Okay.
It's all. I was there. I did it. But now, I prefer the foundry doing it, and it's very interesting process. Love it.
Great. Well, we only have about 4 minutes left. I mean, this has been wonderful. A little bit about the unveiling of this commissioned piece. When will that happen, and what's the occasion?
Oh, unveiling will happen at the University Whist Club on April 14th. The event, they usually have once a month arts and appetizers event, and appetizers are amazing, guys. Where different artists or arts organizations present their work, and people could see it, people could taste wonderful appetizers that are works of art as well. And there's different, last month there was an opera. There was a opera Delaware presenting their work, and you know, it was absolutely beautiful event. April 14th, I will present my work, some of my sculptures, drawing, paintings, and the bust of James Tilton, the award will be unveiled. And then on April 28th, at the University of Whist Club, University and Whist Club will be gala, Tilton Gala. Actually, when that bust will be presented and awarded to the Delaware doctor, and the name of the doctor and everything will be unveiled, mm-hmm. April 28th. It will be a wonderful event. Mm-hmm. I hope everyone will come.
That's great. We have like a minute and a half left. What are some other work you're doing now that you'd like to talk about for a minute or so? You mentioned to me that you're doing a lot of painting and portraiture. Is that right?
Yes, and participating in a lot of different shows here in the area and in New York and some international shows. And right now, some of my works being framed at the Tullyville Gallery and framing. And they do absolutely beautiful work. The pastels will be framed for shows. And more of my work, some sculptures could be seen at the Hardcastle Gallery in Centerville. In those galleries, they're wonderful. They bring art to every Delaware House.
Mm-hmm. And with that, I'm afraid we're running out of time, but I would like to invite our listeners to check out your website at www.olganielsenart.com to see just some magnificent works that you do. Olga, I'm sorry we've run out of time. It's really been a delight hearing from you about the work that you do. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.